Damage assessments are underway in a neighborhood of Concord where residents were awakened by a pre-dawn tornado this morning. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports no one was injured, but damage from the twister was extensive.
It was an EF1 tornado, not the lowest level, and strong enough to whip through the Hawthorne Road area of Concord at 100 miles per hour, leaving a 400-yard wide path a half mile long. Concord Fire Chief Mark Coutreau.
We have 39 houses that were damaged in some way, but miraculously, just one house with significant structural damage. Concentrating now on opening the roads, getting good access into these neighborhoods.
Left completely untouched was the home of writer Louisa May Alcott. It's where she wrote Little Women in 1868. The best news of the day from town manager Chris Whalen.
We're not aware of any injuries, any residents that have been injured, and certainly we had a lot of damage.
Part of that can be credited to an early warning system.
All of us in Concord that have cell phones received a notification at around 3 o'clock this morning that there was a potential for a tornado in our area, and that at least put people on the early alert that that was a possibility. Again, fortunately, we are not aware of any injuries at this time.
Ted Bernhardt's family fled to the basement of their home after being awakened by an early warning system on his cell phone shortly after 3 this morning.
At that time, obviously, it's pitch black. It was wind and dark and rain.
He didn't realize how bad it was.
Until this morning when I started to walk down the street, I saw trees, cars impaled by trees, houses impaled by trees. And these trees are 100 feet tall, 6 feet wide, and all upended. Some of them were snapped halfway up.
These are hundreds of years old trees, pines, but they have shallow roots, as you can see.
That's Alcott Road resident Sue Ellen Wheeler surveying the damage at her home. Her family was not at home when the tornado hit.
My neighbor called me at 8 this morning and said, we had a mini tornado come through the neighborhood and your house got really hit. And she started walking around telling me, she said, it looks like it's mostly tree damage.
Anita Barris-Batia's family was home. No one was injured, but there was some damage. She, like Sue Ellen Wheeler, went through Hurricane Sandy years ago. Says this is nothing like Sandy, but there is still a road ahead.
I dread from having to, deal with insurance and cleaning up, but very blessed that nobody was hurt.
Governor Baker visited the neighborhood this afternoon and said the state is assessing the damage to see what it can do to help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.